It's time for the emergency break of the week.
You know, we've been doing this all these years. This is really disappointing.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
We've been calling it this all these years, and we have not penetrated one a-hole out here.
Not one.
My God.
Wow, I've never heard it phrased that way.
Embarrassing, isn't it?
It's a slippery slope there, buddy.
Thank you.
It seems good talent is hard to find.
You know, that's too dirty to make it for the emergency break.
The users can't handle that. No.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Classic BMW of Plano brings you the emergency break of the week. We will give you three candidates, and you get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from that midday show from noon to three, Super Bad Radio. Dan McDowell has been known over the years to get a little distracted while the person he's doing the show with is talking. One time he chased after a dog while Bob Sturm was broadcasting. And he's been known to floss his teeth while someone's making a point. He did something this week that is just wrong, and it involves the air bathroom. Here's Dan McDowell.
I remember you and I having a conversation maybe 10, 11 years ago, a long time ago. And you and I were talking. I think TC was involved in this, and we stopped the music.
Only you know what happened.
What happened?
You fart?
Not only I wish he was flossing. Not only did he emit gas. He's already got his feet up on the couch. He raised his other leg to a hypotenuse type angle.
That thing getting stuck under there.
Looked me dead in the eye.
Dan McDowell.
Grinned.
Did you?
I got to get the fireplace lighter up here. Can you imagine what that would have done?
Are you signaling that you wanted the segment to end?
No, I'm just...
A like Blue Angel saying, finale.
I wouldn't have known had you not given me the visual cue.
But sometimes you want to open up the passageway.
That's just wrong.
Yeah.
And I don't blame Jake for asking for the show to stop and stop the music.
That's a good one. In 26 years, what do we do? 13 a day? 13 hours a day?
Yeah.
How many farts have been cut in the history of the ticket during a show?
Oh, millions. But
millions?
Well, by your theory that a dude will pass gas how many times a day?
I think it's 100.
Okay. Well, if there's nine guys doing that 100 times a day, times five times, you know, a week, and then 26 years, yeah, I think that equals a million.
Okay, but they're not doing it 100 times a show.
True.
So let's say 50 a day. Do you think that's about right?
Yeah, probably. For the whole day.
And let's just say about 300 days, because there are weekends. So that's 15,000 a year times 26.
Why do these calculations?
So in the history of the ticket, there have been 390,000 farts cut during a show.
Okay. Almost a half million. Closer to a half million than a million. Well, we know one happened. One of them happened this week, and it was carried by Super Bad Radio live on the air. One more time.
I remember you and I having a conversation maybe 10, 11 years ago, a long time ago. And you and I were talking. I think TC was involved in this. And we stopped the music.
Only you know what happened.
What happened?
You fart?
Not only I wish he was flossing. Not only did he emit gas, he's already got his feet up on the couch. He raised his other leg to a hypotenuse type angle.
Don't want that thing getting stuck under there.
looked me dead in the eye.
Dan McDowell.
Grinned.
Did you? I got to get the fireplace lighter up here. Can you imagine what that would have done?
Are you signaling that you wanted the segment to end?
No, I'm just...
A like Blue Tyler Angel saying, finale.
You I wouldn't have known had you not given me the visual cue.
But sometimes you want to open up the pass, the passageway.
Ty had a couple funny lines in there. And I guess this also shows that of the 390,000 farts released during ticket programming, only about 100 have stopped things down, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, if that many.
And that would be one of them.
Yeah. Isn't it funny how Dan always has a defense ready, just like, I'm getting the dog. This one, only you know that happened. He was all ready for his defense on that. All right, there is Dan McDowell as candidate number one. Candidate number two. This comes to us in that transition from 12 to 3 to 3 to 7. And it's time for Corby and Bob to start doing their thing. Corby's got a live spot. The problem is Mino, or in this case I guess it was Trey, did not lower the or did not get rid of line 4 guy who was still on the line from Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It's Arbor Month. That means Tree Farm has got one hell of a deal going on for you right now. The best prices ever on trees to celebrate this month.
I need a fig tree.
Okay, you need to drop line 4 guy.
You leave a door open, the cat's going to run out, you know?
Yeah. Don't leave the cookies just sitting there, you know, with the five-year-old in the room. Anyway.
Fig tree. Love line 4 guy's voice. It's always really funny. Jared, can you confirm that Trey had a rather difficult week?
It's been rough. He's not used to working those shifts.
And that was, I guess technically that may be on him, but we'll give it to line 4 guy for actually delivering the line on the air.
Right, because he didn't have to talk.
Yeah, even if he knew that he was somehow left on the line. All right, one more time.
It's Arbor Month. That means Tree Farm has got one hell of a deal going on for you right now. The best prices ever on trees to celebrate this month.
I need a fig tree.
Okay, you need to drop line 4 guy.
You leave a door open, the cat's going to run out, you know?
Yeah. Don't leave the cookies just sitting there, you know, with the five-year-old in the room. Anyway.
Corby's laugh, the way it got higher and higher but trailed off, it sounded like a dolphin going off in the distance. Swimming away from the boat.
It did. Yeah, one more time just to hear the trail-off dolphin.
It's Arbor Month. That means Tree Farm has got one hell of a deal going on for you right now. The best prices ever on trees to celebrate this month.
I need a fig tree.
Okay, you need to drop line 4 guy.
The retreating dolphin.
Yeah. You leave a door open, the cat's going to run out, you know?
Yeah.
Jared, we might need to pull that retreating dolphin laugh.
Yeah.
That's funny to imagine you're on a boat with the family and your kids are enjoying seeing the dolphin, but the dolphin's swimming away.
Yeah,
there laughing.
It goes. Dolphin. All right, there goes line 4 guy as candidate number 2. Speaking of Cray-Tray, working the board in the afternoons, he was working the board for 12 to 3 and 3 to 7, and he had a series of drops that stopped down Jake and Dan.
That's a weird interview, right? To listen to now, she's basically doing Norm talking to that caller. Are you gay? Well, would you tell me if you're gay? Well, are you gay? Well, then are you bi?
Well, and
homosexuals.
What was the, there's no way you know this off the top of your head, but when Ellen came out on TV or in her TV show, and like that era was, like we knew everyone was gay, but like that. There's always got to be some era where things change, you know?
Right.
And then eventually it gets to the point where now, like, you know, everybody's gay or whatever. you just don't care.
Right.
I think in general, most people don't.
I'm sorry. What?
Feet. Would you like to explain these drops?
That was a misfire.
Both of them?
Which one?
Both of them.
So back to Oprah and Rodman. She's grilling it.
You know what? I'd like to apologize because I've said momentum doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's Dan's big thing. When they talk about momentum during a game or a series. Yeah, timing's everything with the drop. And I wouldn't say that was impeccable timing there by Kratray.
No. Kratray is still working on his feel. He's not a feel board up.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think those were misfires, too. I think that's just him.
Yeah, I think he was volume
shooting there. Yeah. All right, one more.
That's a weird interview, right? To listen to now, like, she's basically doing Norm talking to that caller. Are you gay?
Well,
would you tell me if you're gay? Well, are you gay? Well, then are you bi?
Well,
homosexuals.
What was the, there's no way you know this off the top of your head, but when Ellen came out on TV or in her TV show, and like that era was like, we knew everyone was gay, but like that, there's always got to be some era where things change, you know?
Right.
And then eventually it gets to the point where now, like, you know, everybody's gay or whatever. you just don't care.
Right.
I think in general, most people don't.
I'm sorry. What?
Feet. Would you like to explain these drops?
That was a misfire.
Both of them?
Which one?
Both of them.
So back to Oprah and Rodman. She's grilling it.
You know what? I'd like to apologize because I've said momentum doesn't exist.
I'd like to also submit that conversation for a conversation that needs to be slowed down for a stoner listen. Isn't it? I mean, like, you know, everybody's gay. You know, everybody is. All right, so those are your three candidates. Dan, is it Line 4 guy or Kratray? 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, I'm on AM radio.
Yep.
George, I'm not even going to use the fake female voice anymore. I love you madly, and I really hate that we haven't seen each other during Corona, but now that Texas is reopening, I'm hoping maybe I get to see you a little bit more. I'm going to go ahead and vote for Escaping Dolphin, and love you madly.
Escaping Dolphin. All right, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, give me Kratray.
Okay. That's the way you vote right there. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Hey, guys, it's Ebrick, man. To let you know, we should shut down the show. What do you say? I go about fucked the wrong way. Dan is human, and he needs to be loved. Just like Ebrick, man.
There's a song about Dan. I had a hard time hearing
it. I believe so. Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
there's a Dan vote there. Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Well, gentlemen, if you'll have me, much like Line 4 guy, I have a joke for you.
Okay.
Distance.
A guy sitting on an airplane looks across the aisle, notices a woman breastfeeding her child as the plane is taking off. Doesn't think anything of it until he notices again the same woman breastfeeding her child as the plane is landing.
Okay. All right. Hello. You're on the ticket.
Can't
America's
say I got it.
Favorite radio station.
I feel like it's obvious and we should have gotten it, but I didn't get it.
Hopefully science Good morning. Will explain it to us.
Morning.
Hey, Gordo, remember when you called Kobe a helicopter parent? That was funny. Give me a Dan.
No, I don't think that ever happened, sir.
Give me Dan's loose butthole for the win.
Jeez.
Man, easy.
For the win.
For the win.
He did say Corby, right?
No, he said you.
He said Dan.
No, I'm talking about when I called Corby.
No, it wasn't Corby.
Oh, Kobe. Yeah. I think you said.
Called Kobe what?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello, sports caller. You are on the air.
Morning, you. This is the president speaking. How are you doing?
Hi, really mumbly president.
Hey, you know, getting the country open today is really only one way to celebrate. That's why St. Vaginus Fly is born for.
Gosh, all of that for that. Hello, you are on the ticket. You're on the air. Who wins?
I would like to vote for Daniel and his homosexual commentary.
It's pretty good, Jesse.
Okay, not bad. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, fellas, gal pal Susan again. How we doing on this Thursday?
I don't get it.
It's a Friday, but yeah.
Can I plant you guys some jalapenos today?
Sure.
What is Fernando doing for Easter this week?
We don't.
I love you, Susan.
I have one more joke and then I'm out of here, fellas.
Those were jokes, huh?
Susan Hawk loves. Oh,
I
God.
I can't deal with it anymore. Oh, man. I can't deal with it anymore.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yes, I'd like to responsibly vote for George's antiquated crotch crutches.
You have antiquated crotch crutches?
No. Hi, you're on the ticket.
You know I am, right, you?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Hey, Jesus, I want to vote for Super Bad Radio and Tonda and just, you know, love you and happy Corona.
No. Okay. No, that's not what you wish someone.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, guys. It's me. It's Jamie Ben.
Hey, Jamie.
It's just a hard time, you know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we do appreciate
it. We understand that.
I've been practicing my wristers. I like to sit on my left hand a lot and use that for a wrister the next time.
All right. So, do you have a vote?
Yeah, hold on. Give me line four, guy. Corby laughs. Makes me giggle.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you, Jamie Ben. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Corby and Jerry Don Gleaton.
Okay.
Former Ranger great.
Yeah. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Phone call from lower heaven.
Yeah, I guess we'll take the charges.
You sound like a trumpet now.
In honor of craziness caused by COVID-19, Coco consult perhaps craziest monkey to ever grace Hollywood screen. Coco consult former vaudeville actor Pat Walsh. Do musers know Walsh?
No. No. Who's that?
Mr. Walsh portray Nico, leader of flying monkeys, in overrated 1939 creepy movie Wizard of Oz.
How can he say 1939 but says COVID-19?
I don't know.
Mr. Walsh was midget. Can Coco say midget?
I guess where you are. Can't hurt you.
Coco sad and have gorilla remorse for verbal gaff.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Just vote, Coco.
As Great Tuna would say, no disrespect.
Oh, okay, yes. Great Tuna did say that.
Coco and Nico vote for Fake Tree Line 4 Man.
Okay, Line 4 guy. All right, thanks, Coco. Have a good weekend. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
See, it's funny. It seems that the 12 to 3 show has come around full circle. All those years ago, Dan told Bob to do the show for the P1 and not for him. Now Dan needs to do the show for the P1 and not for Jake.
I guess that's a Dan vote?
More of a Dan critique, I think.
Yeah.
But yes.
Okay, well, that's a win then for Dan McDowell.
I remember you and I having a conversation maybe 10, 11 years ago. A long time ago. And you and I were talking. I think TC was involved in this. And we stopped the music.
Only you know what happened.
What happened?
You fart?
Not only. Not only. I wish he was flossing. Not only did he emit gas. He's already got his feet up on the couch. He raised his other leg to a hypotenuse type angle.
Don't want that thing getting stuck under there.
Looked me dead in the eye.
Dan McDowell.
Grinned.
Did you?
I got to get the fireplace lighter up here. Can you imagine what that would have done?
Are you signaling that you wanted the segment to end?
No, I'm just...
A like Blue Tyler Angel saying, finale.
I wouldn't have known had you not given me the visual cue.
But sometimes you want to open up the passageway.
How many is that for Dan McDowell?
29th win, 84 behind Norman. God, I miss Sales Hitzkus.
Jeez.